Now, the rest of the story. Herb was 22 and his life was over. At least he felt like it. Herb's consuming passion thus far had been ice hockey. The son of an insurance underwriter in St. Paul, Minnesota, Herb had worshipped the Icemen of the NHL since he was very small, had played ice hockey all through grade school, had starred on his high school hockey team, had received a scholarship to play hockey for the University of Minnesota. And of course, he had dreamed all along of playing in the big league someday. Now, suddenly, Herb's dreams came crashing down around him. And this is the rest of the story. When the 1960 Winter Olympics got underway in Squaw Valley, California, the U.S. athletes considered least likely to succeed comprised the hockey team. They were everything but what they were supposed to be. Carpenters, insurance salesmen, advertising men, everything but real hockey players. Well, now, wait a minute. There was one fellow who seemed so promising. Herb, the young NHL hopeful you've just met. For the sake of playing on the Olympic team, he endured the necessary hardships, the weekly allowance of $7, the pre-Olympic schedule playing local club teams and often losing to them. The coach, Jack Riley, was beside himself. It was a morale problem, he said. If the Olympic hockey team were to make any kind of a showing at all, there would have to be some changes made, tactical changes, cuts in the roster. And 1 week before the Olympics, 1 week before the Olympics, the hockey team lost a pickup game in tiny War Road, Minnesota, and that did it. Coach Riley took Herb aside. Nothing personal, he said. The coach liked Herb, but he needed a new left wing, and Herb was off the team. When the other team members found out that Herb had been cut from the team, they were angry. They were so angry, they threatened all of them to quit, but the coach said he didn't care. He said he'd rather have an unhappy winning team than a happy losing one. And Herb was out. Well, the Olympic record book shows that the U.S. hockey team of 1960, against all odds, did take the gold medal. It had never happened ever before. And Herb saw it all on the television set in a neighborhood tavern. He'd been the last man cut from that historic Olympic team. And as such, the opportunity of a lifetime had passed him by. Now, that was not the only time a United States hockey team had won the gold medal in the Olympics. There was one other time in 1980, one other against all odds victory, the so-called miracle on ice at Lake Placid. Let the record reflect this one thing more. The coach of that only other victorious hockey team, the uncompromising coach who leaned so hard on those young men in 1980 to produce the miraculous victory, that coach was more than coaching. Personally, he was settling an old score. For the coach, Herb Brooks, who led the 1980 United States hockey team to triumph in the Olympics, was the same Herb Brooks who, as a hockey player, had been the last man eliminated from the winning team of 1960, 20 years before. And now you know the rest of the story.